You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're waiting for your question or comment. Our lines are open. Here's Griffin Lee.
And we're glad to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. If you're listening live today, is August 21st, 2014. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 346. You're just sitting there, so why don't you do something productive? Call us at 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
And the great part about it is you can listen while you list.
Listen while you list. And Disney's going to call us now and tell Griff to decease.
Nah. Nah. Only if you sang it for the intros and outros.
Right. This is such a screwy world.
It is a screwy world. It really is. Well, you know what, Griff? So yesterday came and went, the 20th.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm. Big rollout of spring seller updates.
Yeah.
Has your mail changed today?
I got some email, yeah.
Okay.
I had to change my autoresponse.
What did you change it to?
Well, just in case there's a increase in the email. So the reality of what I can do for you when you say, hey, I've lost my top-rated seller status or worse, or say, hey, I've got a defect that's unfair. The reality is I can't do anything for you. It pains me to say that. So what you need to do is you need to contact customer support. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if they have specific questions like, if I do this or if I do that, what will happen?
If I do this or do that, mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, you know, we should be finding solutions on this show, right?
Well,
that's what we want to do.
So in this particular case, I need to have this defect removed. I don't have a solution. You have to call customer support.
Okay. So
I guess in practices, yeah.
Right.
What can I do to prevent this in the future? Yeah, happy to talk about that.
Like, okay, so if someone said, I got a defect because my handling time said one day and I got them out in 3 days.
Yeah, you
have get to get it out in one
day. Well, you wouldn't. So you wouldn't get a defect for that.
Okay.
You'd get a defect for... You would. The transaction would be counted as a defect because if the buyer said, hey, my item isn't here yet, and it was way past the time it should have been there, or one day past the time, 1 day plus. I mean, the time that was supposed to be there plus 1 day. So how do you, that's easy to help prevent.
And yes, it is.
If you say 1 day handling, get the item in the mail within 1 day. If you don't, for some reason, get the item in the mail 1 day, alert your buyer. Problem will be solved. If you reach out to a buyer in a case where your postage or posting the item has been delayed, just email the buyer and say, hey, I got to keep you updated because I really like to keep my buyers happy. I uploaded tracking in 1 day, but I couldn't, I printed the label, but I couldn't get to the post office because of a certain reason. So it's going to be delayed a day just to let you know. But your item will get there. And that's no guarantee that the buyer isn't going to say, well, harumph, I am going to file an item not received if it doesn't get here in the stated time. But if the chances are really much better that if you politely reach out to a buyer and let them know, that shows the buyer you're being a proactive seller, and they're more likely to say, oh, okay, yeah, well, I won't be worried. Thanks for letting me know. I'm surprised how many sellers don't take that step. Just alert your buyer. I would have done that before there was any such thing as a defect policy, just out of courtesy.
I'm too busy. I can't contact my buyer.
Well, if you're too busy, then you suffer the consequences. What am I going to tell you?
I wonder if there's anyone listening right now who had defect. Okay.
Everyone has one.
Well, let's just...
I've got two in my knees right
for
now.
I'm so sorry.
I'm making it about my knees again.
Yeah, but you know what? We're all about life, you know. I mean, your knees are hurting. I saw that when I was up there.
Yeah, it was a tough morning for me.
And it covers it when you have something like that wrong, it brings your entire body down. You just don't feel good, period.
Yeah, and here's the conundrum. So I've discovered, and they say this is true, and I'm sure the folks who suffer from some form of osteoarthritis in their legs or knees know this. The conundrum is that if you do certain exercise, like ride a bicycle, the stationary bike, or a recumbent, which is even better, stationary bicycle I do at the gym, it's a little hard to get started, but it actually helps to keep everything moving, and you feel better afterwards. But the conundrum is if your knees hurt, the last thing you're thinking about is doing any exercise. Instead, you think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to trundle off to the garage and maybe list some items because I can do that sitting down.
Or I'm going to get in a hot tub.
I hate hot tubs.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, human soup. There's so many disgusting things going on.
Only your own if it's your own hot tub.
Yeah, though. But people get into the hot tub all the time, and I'm looking at them saying, you know,
sweetie,
it's like dipping in a foreign,
where
filthy
you put the,
tea bag.
Where you put the water in fresh every time you take a bath.
Like we could, jetted tub. Oh, yeah,
like
we could do that in the Bay Area, where we have the most extreme drought we've had in centuries. I'll just refill the water.
Well, we're sorry you're
just
going through
hot
that.
Tubs have always made me go, ugh. And it doesn't help when I watch videos on YouTube where disgusting things have happened in hot tubs. No, I don't go into hot tubs. Thank you very much.
Mm. How about a warm bath?
No, I don't take baths anymore either. No.
Mm. Okay. Just trying to help your knees, big boy. That's all.
Well, I drugs. Give me drugs.
That'll do it.
I want drugs.
So I was kind of looking around, you know, we listed some more things yesterday.
Well, very good.
Thank you. And we're still not, you know, I want to get up to the point where I listed 50 in the past month and I'm only like 28 or something like that. And I sold 10 of those, so.
Yeah.
It isn't bad. But, you know, I was going around and looking at my competitors and all this stuff, you know. Some people just aren't honest, or maybe it isn't that they're not honest. Maybe they changed something in their terms of service and they didn't realize that it's different than what they have
in other
parts of their listing.
Sure.
Because, like, I'm finding things like one day, shipping and handling.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you read their item descriptions and stuff, and it says, we usually get it out within 3 days after payment. Well, that's not right. I mean, if you're going to say that you are going to get it out in one day after payment, you need to get it out in one day.
Yeah.
So what part of that does eBay see, if at all? You know, they see you say you put in one day shipping.
Right.
In your seller.
One day handling. It's not
one day
called
handling,
one day
excuse
shipping.
Me. Yeah. One day handling.
We don't use acceptance scans as proof of anything.
Right.
To, you know. We just look for a scan.
Right.
So we would look for delivery scan, I suppose.
All right. Yeah. Well, I don't like it when people have wrong information in their site. And I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know, because you never know. I mean, it could happen to me, you know, so you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. Hey, listen, our lines are open at 888-RADIO-30. We love to hear your voice. If you can't call in for whatever reason, maybe you're shy, maybe you just can't, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. All you have to do is click the Contact Us tab on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Mm-hmm. You fill out the web form, hit the submit button, and we can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we'll certainly do our best. And even on your little gizmo, your little droid gizmo that you
gizmo,
may be listening
yeah.
to us
the
on
gizmo.
Right now on your cell phone, the little droid app, eBay
droid
radio app for droid.
Yeah.
If you click on more, you'll see the things come up.
Yeah.
You'll see the contact us, all the tabs, you know, will come up. So you'll see that. Well, Edie from Santa Monica, California, you know Edie, la-dee-da.
La-dee-da.
What she's known as on eBay. She says, I'm filling in all the item specifics on my clothing listings.
Mm-hmm.
Then usually the same things are repeated in the title. When eBay searches to find the best match for buyers, does it only use the title or does it use the item specifics? If it uses the item specifics, does it use all of them or only some?
So it uses the title for search. Item specifics are first and foremost important where they're matched to search filters. They're very important for that reason. So when a buyer comes to eBay and runs a search for, let's say they say men's shirt, they're going to get thousands, if not 10,000s of results. So they're immediately going to want to refine them. Now, they may add more keywords to the search box to refine the results and decrease, just, you know, so that they're filtered down to more specific examples. But they're more than likely, based on our study, to move over to the left and select check options that will refine the search from factors that are listed on the left-hand side of the page, and those factors relate directly to what you select for item specific. So in my case with shirts, if somebody's looking for Tommy Bahama, they may type that into the keyword search box. They also may go over and select Tommy Bahama from the brands. And if I didn't put the brand Tommy Bahama, if I didn't select that from the item specifics, my item won't show up. So they're both important.
Got it.
Yeah, use both.
La-dee-da.
That's what we say on the show all the time.
Hope
you don't use one and say, well, I don't have to use the other.
888 Radio 30, our lines are open. George from Rockaway, New Jersey, known on eBay as Crypt, C-R-I-P-T. Question, we already ship internationally to some of the 10 English-speaking countries on the list.
I'll finish
when we get back.
It's a cliffhanger.
Yes,
this segment was brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Give us a call at 888-723-4630. We'll take that call right away when we come back with more eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. BubbleFast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. BubbleFast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll-free 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
When we last left,
When we last left, you were reading something from the contact.
Right. Xbox. George from Rockaway, New Jersey.
That's right.
Known on eBay as Crypt, C-R-I-P-T. Right.
Sure.
Okay. We already ship internationally to some of the 10 English-speaking countries on the list.
Great.
Our items weigh in at maximum 5 ounces.
Right.
We have set flat rate international shipping for these items.
Great.
Number one. Will the GSP program override our shipping rates to these countries?
No. If you don't want to use the GSP program, you uncheck the box. I can't be any clearer. No one's going to force anyone to use GSP.
But if they did, will it override the shipping rates?
No.
Okay.
Because what you do is, it's what they're doing is providing what's called the alternate shipping method by indicating in their international shipping, they ship to these countries, right? And they're providing their rate. And when you do that, that prevents those items from showing up as GSP in those countries. It's the same thing that happens today. For example, I use GSP for everything but Canada. So I'll take a risk. I basically did this to see how it would work, and it works fine. So if there's all my items on ebay.ca show up as non-GSP items, just ship them directly and take the risk. But they show up everywhere else in the world as GSP. And the way I did that is I indicated shipping to Canada as a separate alternate method, and it's calculated first-class international shipping. Problem solved.
Okay.
Let me make this clear. No one at eBay is forcing anyone to use anything. You're not forced to do anything. You're not forced to use the global. I get a lot of emails, so if I'm sounding like I'm heading into a rant, that's what's
driving. You are.
No one forces you to use global shipping program. No one is forcing you to take returns. You don't have to take returns if you don't want to. Smart business move to do so, but you don't have to. We're not forcing you to do it.
And the second question he asks, I'm not sure I understand this one. Will GSP be offered to the countries we don't ship to at this point?
If you want to, yes.
Okay.
All you have to do is check the box. If you don't want to do it, don't check the box. Uncheck it.
Don't check it already, George. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And my apologies to George or anyone else. Our bad, as I said on Tuesday's show, I repeat before, we are making things more complex, and it really concerns me as a seller and as a long-term employee of eBay. We seem to be making things more complex, and it really bothers me. And I don't know if that'll change. But yeah, the reason why people ask these questions is because it's complicated. I admit it. It is. It's complicated. A brilliant program and policy or feature or design is one that explains itself simply by sitting there and being there.
That ship sailed.
I wouldn't have gone that far, but thank you for doing
that. That dog won't hunt.
Yeah.
Okay, Vincent Bizzuto.
Yeah.
Port Orange, Florida. Known on eBay as Daisy Lane Boutique FL, would like a listing dished. We haven't done that in a while, and
it's been
I'm excited
so long,
about
it. So
it,
remind me, what is a listing dish? It's been so long.
Okay, a listing dish is when you call in or send us a contact us. We'd love it if you were on the line with us when we were dishing your listing, but you don't have to.
This is vaguely familiar.
And you call up. Donna's the phone screener today.
Yeah.
I forgot Donna's birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Happy birthday
and
to you.
Say
happy birthday to
happy
you.
Happy birthday to Donna when you call up today. Also forgot Elisa, Melissa's birthday to mention it over the air. So, you know, that'll be next week.
Yeah.
So
they're all going to go on strike en masse for your forgetfulness.
So, I know. So basically, if you send us your item number, or call in with your item number.
Yeah.
What we do is we look it up and we critique your listing. And people have told us they have become more successful selling on eBay after we've dished a listing for them. As long as they've made the changes we've told them they should make. So are you ready for the item number?
Hold on. Wait, let's see.
Okay.
Let me bring up a screen.
Okay, please.
Oh, that's the wrong screen. Okay, there's the right screen. Go ahead.
2811-9673. 5157. Okay.
Ooh, look at that nice shirt.
Hmm.
Okay, first, before we get to the pictures, I have some comments. So let's look at the title. Gorgeous. Get rid of that word. No one cares. No one's searching for gorgeous. So you're wasting real estate. Don't use your title to editorialize. Just the facts, ma'am or sir. So Brooks Brothers Light Cocoa cotton dress shirt, size 16.5, 36.5, 42. Everything's good after the word gorgeous, except get rid of the forward slash between 42 centimeters and 93 centimeters. Just put a space, no punctuation. Avoid it like the plague.
And tell them why.
And because it just, it can mess up a search. You don't want it. You don't want that to happen. Between 16.5 and 36.5, get rid of the hyphen, put a space, keyword space, keyword space, keyword space, keyword space. And someone will say, well, Griff, I can prove that that's not always the case. Yeah, I'm sure you can. Why take chances? Listen to Daddy Griff. Just put spaces between your keywords and your numbers.
Now, the pictures.
Okay, I got a problem with the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pictures that are basically all the same, slightly different angle. That's kind of a waste. Not liking the blue background. I know it looks good against the coca. I'm a white or black background person. I'm not a big fan of the colored backgrounds. I just don't like them. You're using a flash, it appears. There's a very harsh light, and it's not, you can tell if you go from photo to photo, the color looks different. Try the first photo, move to the second photo, the color looks a little more saturated. Move to the third photo, it looks less saturated. Move to the fourth photo, it's back to being not only more saturated, but slightly redder in tone. I go to the fifth photo, now it's less saturated and more neutral in tone. I go to the next photo, which shows the shirt in length with a tie, and it looks more like the first photo. And then we've got a bunch of photos where it's lying, the shirt is flat, and the color changes from each one. If you're using a direct lighting source and it's mixing with light in the rest of the room, you're going to get this problem with apparel, where the buyer is not going to be sure, what am I buying? Am I buying a color saturated or this beigey color? You got to make sure, especially with apparel, but with any item on eBay. And with apparel, color is everything. You got to make sure the color is accurate and consistent from photo to photo. And if you're not controlling your lighting, this is the problem. How do you control your lighting? Well, make sure that you can shut off all the lights in the room. Shut the shades if you got windows. Doesn't have to be absolutely totally dark, but you want one consistent source of light, or sources of light if you're using like soft boxes. And you want to make sure that your camera is coordinated in its white balance settings to the temperature of the light you're using. I tend to use these soft boxes that have a temperature of about 55 or 5600 Kelvin. Bulbs that are used for studio lighting come with a rating. You can find them on eBay. Search for compact fluorescent 5500K and you'll see them come up. And that way you'll get consistent diffuse light. If you're using the camera's flash, you will get this problem. Why is this an issue? A buyer just says, well, you know, I'm going to go by the first photo and hope that's the right one. They get the item and it's a different color and they say, oh, item not as described. You're sunk. We are not going to remove that. I can guarantee you based on experience. If your photos are not clear and consistent with something that's color, about color, for example, and then the buyer says this item was not as described, the color was different than the photo, we're gonna stand behind the buyer. Your photos are confusing. So this is an issue. And the way to prevent this from happening is make sure that your photos show the same consistent color for each one. And the way to do that is to learn about white balance and to make sure that you're using your camera correctly. And never, ever, ever, with apparel, ever use the camera's flash. That will distort color, even if everything else is balanced.
Now,
use a white background.
There are a couple of things as a buyer that I'm not happy with the pictures.
Tell me.
I've yet to see a picture of the front where the buttons are.
Well, because he's put a tie on the shirt.
Which isn't a bad idea for one of the pictures.
Right. Well, here's another problem, though. Because all of them have the tie. You will find a buyer who says, wait a minute, I just got the shirt. Where's the tie? If your picture shows the tie, even if in your description you say, tie not included, and I'm looking here and he doesn't say that.
He does. Down at the bottom, he says tie.
Where?
In his description, he says tie not included.
See, I can't find it.
No, because he's written the whole thing as a paragraph.
It's inside the paragraph.
Right.
That if a buyer complains, you're going to have a hassle. Don't do this. Don't include the tie in the photo. It's a bad idea.
Also, because you've included the tie on every photo, I can't see the front of the shirt.
Yeah, so I have no idea what it looks like. I mean, I got a pretty good idea, but here's where you take your cues from. So there are retailers, there are manufacturer retailers that sell men's apparel, and even all apparel, women's apparel too. Go look at a men's apparel seller. Go to, I don't know, I love Territory Ahead. Go to Nordstrom's website. Go to any website where they sell men's apparel and look at the shirts. They don't show them with ties unless the tie is included. Don't show it with the tie.
Now they've used all 12. This is an eBay seller
who can be
very, very successful.
Yes.
Because they've got the drift.
Yeah, yeah.
They caught the drift.
Yeah.
They did do 12, but you need to rethink the photos.
Right. I definitely would rethink these photos. Absolutely.
We'll be back in a second.
Yeah, to finish this. It sounds like we're finishing her off. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Why don't you call us? 888-723-4630. Come on, we won't bite. You can call eBay Radio. Ask Griffin Lee.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com, register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.